It's the 11th of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. The Bedford Community Policing Team successfully disrupted a car meet in Flitwick, where up to 100 vehicles gathered on an industrial estate. Officers intervened early, steering the drivers away from the location and patrolling other regular spots like Wixham's and the Cambridge Road industrial estate in Bedford. The group tried to evade the police, but officers continued to follow them until they dispersed. The police warned that future offences could result in cars being seized and crushed and driving offences being reported. Any information around car meets taking place in Bedfordshire resulting in antisocial behaviour can be reported online or by calling 101. Benches being removed from Bedford Park without public consultation or notice are raising concerns about stealth cuts. Liberal Democrat councillor David Sawyer has secured a commitment that no more benches will be removed without consultation. He criticised the Conservative executive for being unaware of the issue. A new Dance for Health project is being piloted at Bedford Hospital to improve mobility and mental well-being for elderly patients through music and movement. Led by Sadie Hunt and Jenny Howes, the sessions cater to all patients with movements targeting specific body parts. The project helps to combat deconditioning, a group of symptoms that develop due to bed rest, and lifts patients' spirits, offering a fun and uplifting distraction from the hospital environment. Science Lab returns to the Higgins Museum in Bedford to conclude British Science Week on Saturday, the 15th of March. Free interactive science workshops will be available as drop-in sessions for people of all ages, although some of the workshops will require advanced booking. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.